It's time for the 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you each and every week, all season long, by local independent Mountain Hardware and Sports. Need a snowblower that'll power through the toughest Truckee winters? Right now at Truckee Rents and Mountain Hardware and Sports, buy any new Honda snowblower and get 3 extra years of warranty free. That's 6 full years of Honda protection for 0 extra cost. And if your current Honda needs a tune-up, bring it to Truckee Rents Honda Certified Mechanics for expert service and seasonal maintenance. Visit Truckee Rents or any Mountain Hardware and Sports location to see how they can help you with your snowblower needs. The Truckee River is shaping up beautifully for fall fishing this week. Steady flows and crisp, cool mornings have kept the bite active from Glenshire all the way down into the canyon. Flows are sitting at 76 CFS out of Tahoe City, 78 through town, and 459 at Ferret, which is concentrated fish in prime holding water. Browns are tight to structure and wood, while rainbows are feeding steadily in riffles and seams. Early mornings are still a good bite window, but fishing is good all day. Nymph rigs and dry dropper setups are producing, and hatches of blue-winged olives are keeping fish looking up and active all day. Weekday traffic has been light, so anglers have plenty of room to spread out. Fall is one of the best times to be on the Truckee River, and right now, conditions are close to ideal. Pack those waders, a long leader, and a box full of your favorite bugs because the trout are hungry. Some fly favorites to try this week on the Truckee River are various crayfish patterns like Haddon's Dead Drift crayfish, Juju Beta size 18, Brown San Juan Worm size 12, Assassin Jig size 16, Biot Epoxy Stone size 6 through 8, and Zebra Midges size 18. Little Truckee River is a technical angler's playground this week. Running low and clear at 50 CFS, the water demands a stealthy approach and light tippet. With cool water temperatures in the mid-50s, trout are active and feeding, but selective. Hatches of blue-winged olives, pale morning duns, and sallies are keeping fish keyed in on small bugs, especially on overcast days. Early mornings and late evenings offer prime dry fly windows with browns pushing over 20 inches holding near the confluence. During the day, small nymphs like Juju Betas and Zebra Midges are producing bites under indicators or Euro rigs. This is classic Little Truckee fishing, challenging but rewarding. Those who bring patience and precision are being rewarded with beautiful wild trout. If you like sight fishing and technical presentations, this is your week to get on the water. Some fly favorites to try on the Little Truckee this week are Pale Morning Dun, size 18, Film Critic, size 18, Zebra Midges, size 20 through 22, Burke's Pale Morning Dun, size 18, Elk Hair Caddis, size 18, Yellow Sally, size 16 through 18, or Juju Beta, size 18 through 20. Before you hit the fall trails, gear up at Mountain Hardware and Sports. You'll find rugged hiking boots, backpacks, and warm layers for those crisp mountain mornings. And the best part? Select apparel and footwear are 50% off until the end of the month. Don't wait. Visit any of their 4 locations and get trail ready today. Let's head out to the lakes where the fishing remains solid at Donner Lake across all species. Mackinaw are hanging deep, around 50 to 150 feet, biting on larger plugs and slow-trolled spoons. Shore anglers are picking up rainbows near China Cove and the West End ramps using worms, power bait, and spinners. The bite is still best early and late. Donner continues to be one of the steadiest lake options in the region. Over at Boca Reservoir, the fishing remains productive from shore. With the boat ramp now closed, it's best suited for only shore anglers. Surface temperatures are in the high 50s, keeping trout active near the dam and West End Creek. Kokanee are fully colored and are off the bite for the season. The reservoir sits around 70% full, and trout fishing remains consistent along the shoreline. The boat ramp is still open and trout fishing remains steady at Stampede Reservoir. Rainbows and browns are showing along the North Shore early and late on worms, lures, and power bait. Trollers are picking up suspended fish 40 to 60 feet down on spoons and Rapalas. Cooler mornings are drying trout shallower, making dawn the most productive window at Stampede. Prosser Creek Reservoir continues to fish well with a nice mix of bass and trout. With the boat ramp closed, it's a shore angling game now. The lake sits at about 60% full with surface temperatures in the low 60s. Bass are holding in coves around 10 feet deep, taking plastics, jigs, and crankbaits. Shore anglers near the dam are connecting with trout on worms, eggs, and power bait. While not known for trophy fish, Prosser provides steady action and a fun variety of species. And finally, the Pyramid Lake season officially opened October 1st. Early season anglers are reporting success near Sandhole and Shot Dog from shore, while boaters are targeting 70 feet near Hell's Kitchen. The lake is currently turning over, so fishing has been a bit slower than usual, but conditions are expected to improve as winter weather sets in. That's it for this week's 101.5 Fishing Report. Until next time, tight lines. The weekly 101.5 Fishing Report brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or a beginner with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairsden for all of your fishing essentials and get advice on where to head out on the water for the day. You can also learn more about Mountain Hardware and Sports by visiting their website, mountainhardwareandsports.com.
Went to the hardware, got me a hook.
Placed that line right on that hook.
Boy, I've been fishing all